Phoenix FM.
Michelle here for you on Phoenix 98 FM.
Now it is guest time, and I'm joined by 13-year-old indie rock powerhouse Amelie. She's already crafting music with depth and sound and the soul of somebody far beyond her years, and her debut track made it through. I've been playing on the show and it's amazing. So I'm really pleased to be joined Amelie and her dad. So good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Go.
Hi.
It's lovely to see you both. So whereabouts in the world are you, Amelie?
Well, we live in Spain, but I was born in London and my parents are from London. So I'm bilingual, actually, and I speak Spanish and English.
Now, everybody is going to be very jealous as I'm looking out the window at the rain at the moment. You're 13, which is incredible to be making music anyway, but it's not the kind of music, when you say a 13-year-old's making music, you sometimes think it's going to be a little bit twee and a little bit, you know, it's not going to be like an adult kind of sound. So when did you first get the music bug? Because I know you've got other musicians in the family, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I think... Well, first of all, my dad, he plays like the guitar, the bass, the drums. He plays a lot of things. then my brother, he plays the violin. I have grandparents that play music. You know, it's very musical family.
And what is your earliest musical memory?
Well, I guess I played piano since I was, I don't know, since I can remember.
We've got little videos of you
just
about walking, getting on the stage.
My first instrument and whatever was piano. And I used to do piano and singing lessons at the same time. And then I went on to the guitar. And then I did a year of that, and then I went back to singing, and then ever since then I've just been singing. And sometimes I play a bit of drums.
Oh, nice. I do love the drums. I love the drums, but not so much for packing them up when you do a gig. Oh, we can see the drum kit. Oh, it's a nice drum kit. Wow, you've got a drum kit in the front room. That is impressive. There'll be people out there going, oh, no. What is your dad's name, by the way?
His name is Lewis.
Hello.
I don't want to keep calling you dad because it might sound a little bit weird. Tell me, Amelie, who are your...
The old guy in the background.
Amelie, who are your influences? What music have you grown up really, that you think, yes?
Well, I have loads of paintings on my wall, where I've drawn loads of my influences, like my musical influences. And I have, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana, Radiohead, and, of course, my dad's old band, The Rank Deluxe.
And did you ever go on stage with your dad's band? Did you ever do, like, a little live set?
Oh, no. That was, like, 20 years ago.
Oh, dear, your dad's looking in the background. Never mind, that's fine. So when you're starting the songwriting process, writing songs, do you sort of start with the guitar or is it piano or do you get some melody? How does it work?
Well, sometimes like my dad like starts it and then I help. Sometimes I like to start it. But I don't know about him, but me personally, I like to start with the lyrics and then do the music. But sometimes I'll come up with little melodies, like, you know, in the shower, I'll be like, la, like, you know. Normally I like to start with my lyrics.
And I always ask musicians this, and because you're younger, I think I'll ask you this question. Do you ever feel like a song is gifted to you from the universe because it comes through so quickly, it's almost like you didn't write it? Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I think With some songs, yeah. With others, it's like, no, we have to be there for hours and hours to finish it. But sometimes it just comes really easily. Like,
I think you have a little bit of a unusual relationship to it, because most people take a lot more time on their songs than we do. We just smash them out.
Sometimes,
but that's all you've known. Know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all I've known. Like, I've never actually known to finish a song in another year, because like sometimes we finish songs in like a week. You know, it's very quick like that, and we've never really.
We're not just talking about writing it. You're talking about writing it, recording it,
singing. Everything. You know, everything.
I think sometimes with musicians, and that's a good point there, people faff around too much, and the thing is, you go, well, that bass is not, but people who listen to music, who just enjoy, they don't care about those things. They just want to hear the next song you've got out. So sometimes people do spend, they can spend years, can't they, or months and months and months just on one track.
Yeah.
I think also, like, we're lucky because we've got all the musicians in our house. We got the drums, we got the guitar, we got the violin, we got the singing, everything we've got here, so we don't have to wait for anyone else to come over. And,
we don't have to go to a studio, we don't have to like invite musicians over. We can just record it whenever, which is very lucky.
It is very lucky. There'll be musicians out there crying. Not only that you've got all of that, but you also live in Spain. before we talk about the latest track, you said you've got another release coming out in October, which has been written about one of your fans.
Yeah, this new song, I think it's probably our best song. It's the one that we're most excited about. And it's going out on the 24th, which is actually a fan's birthday. The fan's called Oliver. We made the song because we started a song for you thing, which is where people can submit their stories and we write songs about. And my dad had been talking to his dad for a while before that. And then when Oliver's dad saw that we were doing this song for you, he was like, oh, cool. And then he submitted this really lovely and amazing poem that it was about Oliver and his cerebral palsy. Some kids don't get to, you know, have some privileges like moving and, you know, the things that we take for granted. So we wanted to express that in a song. And, so we made the song again in, like, a week because we were so excited about it. The whole week we were just like, yes, we need to write this song. and so we made the song and I actually had I had an idea, which was to share some of the royalties. And so we were going to share half the royalties with Oliver, and this is especially like moving because there have been like government cutbacks and stuff for people with disabilities, and we wanted to help by giving them some money, hopefully, if the song gets streams, and we wanted to like give them the financial stability to get a new wheelchair, which is actually a thing that they are wanting because they need a new one.
He's grown out.
Yeah, of course.
And they're not very comfortable for him, and the government aren't able to support
him. Yeah.
We thought it'd be amazing if we could split the royalties. And Stuart and Oliver are just the most amazing people. Like,
yeah, we called them. We had a call and they were just so nice. It was so good.
So it'll be on Spotify, but will it be on Bandcamp so people can actually buy a copy? Are you going to be putting it on Bandcamp as well?
Yeah, I think we'll put it on all of the platforms.
Yeah.
Like, we're so excited and so proud of, like, just working with them to make this song. We just really hope that it can help.
Yeah, we think it's going to be our best song yet.
Yeah.
And we're so excited. We really are.
And that's coming out on the 24th of October, did you say?
Yeah,
it's actually
Oliver's birthday. Yeah. So we thought, well, if we're going to release it, we might as well, right?
Yes.
It's just a little detail to add to the
story.
Now, the song I've got to play today, because obviously we will be playing the new song in October, is called Made It Through. So where did this song come from, and was it a quick song that you sort of put out? Because it's got such an adult sound to it. It's hard to believe it's been done by a 13-year-old. If you say, and I don't want to say that in an insulting way, as I said to you before, you've got such a mature sound and a mature voice. It's and you're so young, and so much of an amazing music journey ahead as well.
That song. Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I can talk about it now and I'm fine. But at the time, it was a really dark time. I wasn't very happy. I think I was depressed, and you know, it wasn't a very good time. But you know, we decided to write the song because of that, because you know. My dad has always taught me to talk about stuff instead of like bottling it up inside of you. And yeah, it was kind of like a therapy sort of thing where we were writing about our experiences, because the song's about bullying, because I was bullied quite badly. And it was actually the first song that we made. And yeah, I mean, it's about me being bullied and how hard it was, but it's also about how I made it through and how I completed my journey through that, and with hope. You know, it was an amazing like discovery that I could put it in music, and it also is
to help raise awareness for others as well.
It's also like helps other people, and that's what I love about music. It helps other people go through the same experiences as you, to I don't know, have hope and like become aware that other people have gone through the same thing and they have made it through.
You often find a lot of people have been bullied when they were younger, go through to either do comedy, music, or something where they're in the public eye, and they do very well because they've received that negativity when they're young, and they get over that, and then they go on to be very, very successful. Because if you have anyone's, if you're getting bullied at all, please make sure there's loads of organisations in the UK, whether it's school or a bit older, can happen in the workplace. Make sure you go and get that sorted out, because it can really impact your life. So, Dad, just very quickly with you, before we play Made It Through, your fantastic daughter, Emily, is 13. How are you making sure that everything, and I can see that she's probably not allowed out. how are you making it safe? Because it is the music industry, and you know what the music industry can be like, especially for a young girl. Oh, I think the screen has frozen just on that question. I'm not sure what's happened. Let's have a little look and see if I can get that. Was going to be a big question and answer session there, but I think we might have lost the connection. It's gone a little bit off there. Let's see if it'll come back, just as it was about to speak as well. I think Lewis was just about to do a bit of speaking and it's cut off. Yes. Well, we were coming to the end of the interview, guys. So sorry that it's ended a little bit quicker than I anticipated. But I will get Lewis, if you're listening, Lewis, if you can just send me a little bit of... oh, you there? Are you back?
Hello. You're back.
Sorry, Lewis. Did you hear the question that I asked you?
Yeah, I got that.
And
I was just saying, I'm glad you've asked that, actually, because it's obviously really important to me.
Yeah.
And it's top of my mind. And I really did think about this, like, a lot, because obviously Emily's young. So I guess the main things that we've done to mitigate those kind of issues is kept everything here. So we've got our little studio set up, and we've actually set it up also so that we can even have like live sessions. We've done a couple of live sessions. You can see those on our socials.
Yeah.
Where we've got like full-on drum kit, guitars, violin, vocals and stuff. But I've set it up in a clever way where we can have a in-ear. So we have a little in-ear setup. We call it bedroom bands.
Yeah.
You know, like I guess you could say like bedroom producers, like Billie Eilish. We've kind of caught on bedroom bands. And so, yeah, we've got this clever little setup where we can have a drum kit and full-on rocking out sound.
And it's all from home.
Yeah.
You can't even hear it out of the headphones, except obviously my voice.
Yeah. Like it's okay for the neighbours. You know, we live in a flat, so
yeah,
we've got to worry about neighbours. But it's done in a way that it doesn't really bother the neighbours that much. A little bit of Emily's vocal might bother them a bit, and some of Len's violin, but you know, it's not too bad. It's not like a full on crashing drum kit coming through the walls. It's electric drum kit, so the sounds basically go through the ears. And yeah, so like she can have like the full experience of what it's like to play in a band, what it's like to record in a studio, all without having to, you know, go in some dodgy studio.
Yeah.
So
that's
how we keep it.
Keep her safe at home. That's absolutely amazing. It's lovely to talk to you both. I know you're having a great life over in Spain. We're all very, very jealous. Also, this song is out now, Made It Through by Emily. You can find it everywhere. Is it Emily Originals on Instagram? And then is it you're on TikTok and you're everywhere else?
Yes, same on all platforms. Yeah. Like to keep it that way so that it's
easy.
It's amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much for sending this track. Wait till you hear it. It is phenomenal. And I'll look forward to getting the next track for October. Can't wait to hear that as well.
Well, thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank Would you, you like to introduce your song?
Well, of course. Sure. Hello, I'm Emily, and this is my track, Made It Through, about bullying.
Thanks a lot, lovely, and take care, Lewis. Thank you, guys.
Right, thank
you.
Such an innocent face of a wolf-like mind. Tore me up every day as a red colorblind. Oh, I so twisted. Her pleasure, my tears. Now I'm guessing her own.